This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Happen Incorporated has been providing art-making opportunities that help children and parents bond since 1999. In its 18 years, Happen's mission has grown, and the nonprofit has moved its operation to Northside. Happen now offers outreach programs for everyone from toddlers to senior citizens. And here to talk about Happen's community outreach programs are founder Tommy Roof, creative support Justin Teppy, and advancement manager Cassie Coase. You can join us 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Good to see everybody this afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Tommy, 1999, does it seem like it's been that long since you started this?
It's gone so fast.
I bet it has. Tell us how it got started in the first place.
Well, I came here to Cincinnati in 1995, and I was working in advertising. I co-founded an advertising agency, but I also have an art background. I have a master's in painting, and so I was also doing my own artwork too. So, and I had a great opportunity where the Contemporary Arts Center had a program along with the Scripps Howard Foundation where they brought fourth graders through local artist studios, and I was asked to be a part of that. And so during the day, I was doing my advertising work, but at night, I was going to my studio, and the artwork that I created was really about my life growing up. So when I was 12, my family split up and went through divorce and single parenting and all those things. And I found art as a great outlet for me when I was young and through high school, college, and into my professional career. So that's really what my artwork has always been about. And when they brought the fourth graders through my studio, I thought, you know, I can do more than just show in my studio. We actually put together a little program where a friend of mine came over, and the kids actually got to make artwork with me. And they got to leave with their own artwork. And it really changed my life in that when they were leaving, they were all getting on the bus. My friend said, you know, these kids are never going to forget this day. And so everything lined up. Like the next day I had a meeting in Chicago. I had to drive there for this 1 hour meeting, come back. And all I could think about was, what do I remember when I was in fourth grade, when I was that age? And there was a local swim coach that gave away free swim lessons for parents and kids. And my dad had enrolled me in that. And that's what I remember being so impactful, was my dad and I spending time together, learning together. And I thought, I really looked at my life and thought, you know, I have an opportunity to do the same thing with my own passion. And here I am spending so much time with my own artwork that's just kind of reinforcing what 60% of families go through today, single parenting and divorce. I was just kind of reinforcing what everybody already knows. And so I decided then that I went back to my business partner and said, hey, you know, I think I can do something more than just create art. For myself, I can share that and bring families together. So I sold my partnership, and I took that little chunk of money 18 years ago and started Happen Incorporated with the whole goal of bringing families and communities together through creative experiences and art.
How much has it grown in its 18 years? How much your mission has expanded?
We started out with only one class that we would repeat over and over. And that first year, we had 27 families come through. And now we have 8 different programs that we provide, not just art classes. So we have all kinds of science and engineering, toy lab. We have 4 gardens in the neighborhood. So, and we call them experiences. So when you come into Happen, you might have you'll have an experience. When you might see us in Washington Park, and that's counted as an experience. But we serve about, it's over 18,000 experiences a year now.
Wow. How big a staff do you have?
Gosh, there's 5 of us now on staff.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Well, Cassie, tell us about your role, how you became involved with.
Yeah. So I had actually met Tommy 4 years ago. So I've been involved in the Northside community through WizKids. I was a tutor for 4 years with City Gospel Mission WizKids. And so I started that 4 years ago. I wanted to be a little bit more involved in the community, and I had majored in hospitality management, and so I was managing the front desk at the Residence Inn, and I was just really excited to get involved with some kids because I just love kids. And so before the tutoring, there was actually a after-school program that Tommy was providing for the WizKids, and that was called Nature Team. So I actually met him at that point. I thought what he was doing was just so amazing. And after being an AmeriCorps Vista this past year, my service was coming to an end, and I reconnected with him. I didn't know if Happen would actually have some positions available, but I knew that he was really well-known and well-connected in Northside and in the nonprofit community. So I was really excited when I reached out to him. He said, well, come in and talk to me. Let's talk about what we could do together. So when I went in, we talked about my role really involving the advancement of Happening. So a lot of that is going to include fundraising, grant writing, special events, all kinds of stuff. So we're actually working. We just hired somebody on for their co-op, and he is going to be working on starting our retail. So we're really excited about getting some Northside t-shirts out there, all different kinds of things. So it's been really great so far. I've only been on 2 months, but I've done a lot.
It sounds like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh my gosh, yes. It is such a wonderful organization. Everyone is so kind in the Northside area, and just it's a really creative.
Oh, you're touching the lives of so many different people with what you do.
Yes, it's so true. And that's what's so amazing. Actually, I want to say it was the second week that I was there. The community education committee, they wanted us to have a supplies giveaway. And so Tommy came to me and he was like, okay, next week, we have to collect all these supplies, get as many donations as we can, and then hand them out to kids in the community. So we ended up collecting 150 backpacks and filling those with school supplies. So I was really proud to see everybody just come together with that. And it was one of the proudest moments of my life, too, because I got to see the full cycle of everything that happened there. And it was really impactful, not only to me, but the kids were coming in and they would take the backpack from you, thank you, and then hug it as if it were Christmas morning. I mean, it was just so wonderful to see that those kids could be so positively impacted just by something that we pulled together.
Now, Justin, what's your role with Happen Incorporated?
I am the creative support. I have been a characters for our classes. We have art classes that are character-based, so we will have a caveman who teaches about communicating through art, or a cowboy values, half white value and half dark and half black and all the colors and all the shades of gray in between, or a space alien who teaches about one-point perspective drawings or, you know, and I do that. And I also run the open studios. So when you come in for free art activities, I'm the one who you're going to see first. And I'll get there and help facilitate all those activities.
So you get to play a lot of different characters.
I do.
How cool a job is that?
It's fun, you know. I don't know one day I'm going to be jumping out of a treasure chest dressed as a pirate or – I don't know. I might be running down Hamilton Avenue as a superhero.
Uh-huh. Yep.
How do the kids react to this? What kind of things do you hear from the kids? What kind of things do you hear from their parents, Tommy?
Well, we definitely want it to be fun, and we believe that it's a great experience for both adults and kids. So we follow what we call the three E's. We always want to entertain, educate, and empower. And all of the classes and sessions and these surprise characters, they all have a level that is fun for an adult. So it's like watching Bugs Bunny or Shrek. There's a whole level for an adult. There's a whole another level for a child, so that they're both having fun together. Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing. And then while they're having fun, they don't even know. We're educating them. We're teaching them about either an element of art or a creative process. And then that empowerment really comes in when they're creating their own, whether it's a pinch pot or whether it's creating a toy lab, they're really creating more than just an object. They're creating a memory that's going to last a lifetime. So we know that when you're in your 20s and your mom and dad say, you know, come get all your stuff, you know, and that pinch pot that's been on the shelf forever, or that creation that was on the refrigerator that got packed away, we know that when you get those things, you're going to remember that special time together. It's kind of like that swim coach that gave away those free lessons, you know, that I still remember today. We hope that empowerment creates this awareness of like, hey, you know, how important is this? And hopefully they will also spend time with their children generation after generation after generation.
Now, you've got a program that helps teenagers with loans, correct?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, that started from, we have a program called Teen Hall. So kids meet every other Saturday night at Happen, and we bring in food for everyone, and then we sit down. It's kind of like having a student council, but for your neighborhood. So their whole theme is to have fun and make a difference. And in the fall, we have several different 45-minute sessions that they can go through. A lot of them have to do with job applications, going to an interview. We even have like interview role play. We teach kids how to iron their own clothes. I mean, really get ready for going out into the workforce. And we've been really successful. In our first year, we had four kids be able to go out and find jobs. But what we didn't realize is that once they got the job, a lot of the kids have a tough time having the money to actually work. Meaning, like we had one teen that didn't have enough money to buy the steel-toed boots that he needed to be on the landscaping crew. Another teen didn't have enough money for bus passes to go to Kings Island before he got paid after the first 2 weeks. You know, so there's this gap there that they needed help with. And what really hit home was we had one teen that I knew that was interviewing. He didn't get that job, and I saw him coming across the street, and he said, you know, I didn't get that job, but I got an interview at Skyline and Price Hill. And I was like, when's the interview? I was thinking it was later on this week. He goes, it's in about an hour. And I was like, what are you doing here? And he didn't have $2.25 to take the bus for the interview. So I gave him $2.25 out of my pocket, and I said, hurry, run. He came back later that afternoon, and he got his first job. And so as little as $2.25 can make a difference in a person's
Sounds
life.
Like
in the
a huge
first,
difference, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so I realized then that we need to do something. So I picked up the phone and I called some of our sponsors. And within that afternoon, I had raised $1,200 for us to be able to give out teen loans. So a teen can come to us and say, hey, and we actually sit down and we walk through the whole system, almost like a bank. There's a form to fill out and we talk about what their needs are. And they say, hey, I need this for that, and they'll make a whole list. And then we also talk about how they're going to pay it back, so they have to figure out the payment schedule, and we work that out. They have to pay that loan back. They also have to pay interest, so we talk about that. A lot of kids don't really understand what interest is, but they don't have to pay that interest back in financially. They pay that interest back through actually community service. So we figure out what is the value of their time, whether it's picking up litter or helping out at Happen or maybe in one of our gardens, and that's how they give back to the community.
A great learning experience, too.
Yeah.
Toy Lab, what that one sounds intriguing.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Toy Lab is where you can come in and make your own toys out of upcycled toy parts. So okay. It's a wacky laboratory filled with toy parts, and we have professors with lab coats, and it's located right next to our studio. So we have a free studio in Northside where you can come in and do all the art classes and activities like Justin was talking about. And then right next door is the laboratory. So people donate their old and broken toys, and then we sort them, clean them, and cut them, put them in there in our studio. And then kids get to come in and pick out 7 parts and bring them over to our professors, and they say, I want an arm to go here, a leg to go here. Our professors drill, fill, put them together for you, and get to leave with your own creation.
So Justin and Cassie, what are some of the more interesting toys that have come out of that?
Oh my gosh!
If you can combine any number of different things,
yeah. I mean, so over 16,000 toys have been made.
We're over 16,000 toys, and like even this past summer, how many people did we have with the school group?
We hit a record this summer. In 2 months, we had 977 mm-hmm. kids come through mm-hmm. in two
wow.
months.
And it's wonderful. The kids, they just hop right off the bus and they're running in. They are so excited. And we've got music playing and all of the guys out there in their lab coats. It's just a really neat experience for those kids. And we actually had an event recently with Vice Mayor David Mann. And he came in and talked about his role at City Hall.
Did he make a toy?
He did not. Oh. He did not, but his grandson did. So, okay. You know, there you go. But all of the kids, they built toys and then gave them names and then superpowers that helped the city. So it was really cool. A lot of the kids focused on, you know, litter and picking up the streets and all kinds of stuff. There was one that was really funny. It was the road zombie was actually the toy's name. Okay. It was a little scary, as you can imagine, but it was really cool. And they talked about that road zombie cleaning up roadkill from the
That's a valuable thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that one kind of stuck with me. But the kids get so creative, and it's really fun to see them be able to express themselves through that.
And the life lesson is, I mean, we hope that there's always a life lesson with all our activities. The kids know how to what recycling is, but when we talk about upcycling, taking something old and turning it into something new again, it's usually a new term. So, and that's exactly what we do. Kids learn that they can use their mind and imagination to take something old, turn it into something new, and actually help the environment that way. So far, we've saved over 4 tons of plastic from going to landfills through this program. We're over 16,000 toys. And the proceeds is $10 to build a toy, and we do birthday parties and special events. Even adults come in and corporations come in and build toys. The proceeds, the business model, is the proceeds from Toy Lab help offset all the free programs that we do right next door in the Happen space.
Now, you said you had 4 community gardens. Is that right? Where are those at, Tommy?
Those are all located in Northside. So we manage we have a local food bank that does wonderful stuff. It's called Cane, and we grow their garden. So we produce, so far, our teens have harvested and volunteers have harvested over 300 pounds of vegetables for Cane just this season. We also have a flower garden that is right around the corner from Happen. And that's just a 25-foot by 25-foot space that is filled with flowers that we grow that are bigger than life. So when a child goes in, they're totally surrounded by nature. And it's a place, there's a lot of apartments. It's a very dense neighborhood. And this is just a place where people that don't have backyards, and they can go read a book, have lunch, hang out. It's open all the time. We also have our own Duguid's garden, which is where we grow vegetables for a program that we have where kids can come in, and it's kind of like a farmer's market. We take the produce, put it up in our front windows. Kids can come in and pick out their own vegetables, just like a farmer's market, but it's called Duguid's because they don't have to pay with money. All they have to do is write down one good thing they're going to do that day, and then it's worth so many tomatoes or so many greens or whatever produce that we have.
So where do you take this from here?
you've got
8 programs going on now. How do you grow this?
Well, you know, we really, about 6 years ago, I really realized what Happen has become is a way that people can share their passions. And so when someone comes in and wants to volunteer or get involved, I really, we definitely have ways to and things that we need to be able to grow. But I really try and find out what their interest is, what their passion is. Not so much what they do during the day. Sometimes it overlaps, but really what gets them excited. And that's what we feel like. If we can take those passions, those ideas, and be able to put it out there in a structured environment and creative environment like Happen, you never know what a child's going to grasp onto. So there was studies out a few years ago that when you're in fourth grade, when you're 10, 11 years old, and you go to your parents and say, hey, mom, dad, give me something to do. And they say, just go find something, you know. So you have free time on your own discretion to go and do so, whether it's, you know, ride a bike or in my case, it was my mom would roll out paper on the sidewalk and just let me paint. Whatever you decide to do at that time in your life is what you're going to aspire to do on your free time or maybe in your professional life for the rest of your life. And so what we've really found is that Happen can actually provide all these different passions from people in our neighborhood, in our communities. There's so many people that can provide these assets, and you never know what a child's going to grasp onto. And that's how we've actually grown, and we plan on continuing to grow and growing in that way.
Tommy, Justin, and Cassie, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Happen Incorporated founder Tommy Roof, creative support Justin Tepe, and advancement manager Cassie Coase.